It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
All right, then we welcome you back here to our broadcast of high school basketball here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Happy New Year, everyone. It's 2023, and the basketball season picks right back up after a two-week hiatus. And we're right back inside the Northeast Kansas League as we're at Jackson Heights as the Cobras play host to the Dragons of Valley Falls and a double dip of NEKL basketball here this evening. Brandon Tamman with you. We got the whole crew. We're getting everything up here on the Cobra Channel. We'll have that up here momentarily. But it's going to be a good two-month stretch as now the basketball season really gets into full swing. Trenton Kraxner with me as well, as per usual. And Trenton, again, Happy New Year. We're back to it. And it almost feels like you could argue that this almost is the start of the season. It's kind of a weird thing when you start in December. You go at it hard for a couple of weeks. Then you sit for 2 weeks. Then you come back, and it's a straight two-month grind where it doesn't really stop. Again, this is the go time now for these teams, and, you know, you had this practice time to get ready, but now it's time to go.
Yeah, this is definitely the toughest game of the year because you get to play about five, six games, and then you have to stop for about a week. And Chase made a new rule. Teams couldn't practice till last Thursday, so, I mean, you're stacking, like, maybe two to three practices before, so practice time shortened. So this is going to be the toughest game. It's going to be sloppy. It might be a lot of substitutions. Valley's a team that only goes about six deep on the girls' side, you know. It might be a lot more people because who knows what the shape and getting up and down conditioning is for both teams, but it'll be interesting to see.
We'll step aside for a quick timeout. The starting lineups and the tip-off is coming up next here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tamman, Trenton Kraxner, Crinden Prophet, everyone here with the Cobra Channel here on KNZA 103.9, our high school game of the week. As we're back off and running here in 2023, Jackson Heights hosting Valley Falls. We got our girls contest first, and two teams with winning records, including the number two ranked team in 2A, the Lady Cobras, 4-0, 3-0 in Northeast Kansas League play. Dragons of Valley Falls come in, three wins, two losses. They have won three out of their four NEKL games here early on. Let's introduce tonight's starting lineups. We'll start with Valley Falls, and we will start with Lauren Brown, a 5'6 junior, averaging 8.2 points per game. Lillian Darko is a senior, averaging nearly 5 points per game. Carly Henson, a 5'7 senior, who missed last season with a knee injury, is back, 4 points per game and nearly three rebounds. The 5'8 junior is Corey Kirkwood, the second-team All-League selection a year ago as a sophomore, averaging a double-double for Jordan Hale and company. Again, nearly 12 points and 11 rebounds per game. And then Cassidy Frakes, a 5'11 sophomore at 2 points and three rebounds per game. So, again, for the Dragons at 3-2. Under Jordan Hale, it is Lauren Brown, Lillian Darveau, Carly Henson, Corey Kirkwood, and Cassidy Frakes. For the number two team in 2A, it's Jackson Heights. We saw them right before the holiday break. Again, this is a very talented team. And they'll go like this under first-year head coach Madison Massey. Canyon Olberding, a 5'11 senior, 20.3 points per game. She also averages 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and nearly 4 steals. McKenna Reshick, also in the backcourt, a senior guard at 2.5 points per game. The running mate alongside Oberding is Kaylee Thompson, a 5'11 senior at 17.5 points per game, nearly 10.5 rebounds as well. She has been very good and efficient early on this season. Taylor Bosley is a sophomore, averaging nearly 7 points per game. We saw her go off against Horton the last time out on December 16th. And then Dawson Cochran is a 5'8 junior at 7.5 points per game and nearly 4.5 rebounds. So again, for the Cobras, it is Oberding, Reshick, Thompson, Bosley, and Cochran. White home uniforms for the Cobras, black, dark away uniforms for Valley Falls. The Dragons and the Cobras. It's Northeast Kansas League basketball. We're off in 2023, and quickly winning the tip and getting right up the floor and scoring is Kaylee Thompson, and a quick 2-0 start here for the Cobras. And forcing a turnover, beautiful pass. It's going to be an easy bucket. Thompson again for two. They force the turnover, and the pressure ramps up early. Valley Falls dealing with a lot of heat, and this time they get it across. Pass deflected near side. It's going to roll out of bounds. The Dragons will keep it, but boy, Trenton, they're dealing with some pressure early.
Yeah, and last year, the first two times they played Jackson Heights, they lost by about 30, but they played in that first round of substate. They kept it a close game, lost only by about 18 points. That's because they slowed the game down and made them work, as Kirkwood just backed down. Her defender makes a nice two-point basket.
Yeah, that is simple post-work basketball for Corey Kirkwood, the 5'8 junior. The leading scorer for the Dragons cuts the lead in half. It's 4-2. Cobras have it inside their own paint. They kick it right. This is Cochran. Now Thompson turning, facing. It's Reshick on the block. She'll fire a shot, and that's banked in off the window. McKenna Reshick for two, the senior on the board. It's a 6-2 Cobras lead. We're 60 seconds into this first quarter. Valley Falls dealing with the full court pressure. They break it nicely again. Pass deflected. Ball on the block. Might have been blocked inside on the shot. Rebound for Cochran. And the Cobras push with a 6-2 lead. Here's Oberding in the corner. They bounce it inside to Thompson. Kicked. And Kirkwood comes away with a steal. First turnover by the Cobras. Now the Dragons will slow the pace as we're coming up on 90 seconds into the first quarter. The Dragons trailing here at Jackson Heights 6-2.
And that's what I said earlier in that first round of the subset game. Valley kept it close by slowing the game down and taking their time, limiting the Jackson Heights possessions.
Deflected pass out of bounds. Good hands by Cochran, and Dragons will throw it in far side of the floor, trailing by four here early on in this game. Dragons, their game right before the holiday break was December 16th. They lost to a very good Donovan West team, 47-22. Jackson Heights, again, they are undefeated and looking for their 50th straight win in league play here tonight. Allie falls at the basketball. This is Darboe. Good with the ball in her hand. She kicks it left. This is on the wing. This is Frakes. Now Brown gets to the free throw line, kicks it out. This is Carly Henson from downtown. Too strong off the heel. And a rebound for the Cobras. Thompson has it, pushing it up the floor. 3-on-2 break to Oberding on the block. Turns, puts up a shot, rattles in there. A couple times off the rim, and Olberding's on the board with her first deuce. 8-2 Jackson Heights.
Yeah, and you want to limit Oberding and Thompson. Like I said, they're averaging about 40 points per game and 15 rebounds by themselves. But the thing that stood out to me that I saw is Kaylee Thompson shooting 79% from the field, and she's 2-2 early tonight. And she don't miss when she gets down to the basket.
Yeah, so we got a timeout here. 5:41 left first quarter. Jackson Heights with the 8-2 lead against Valley Falls. Our game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. 5:41 first quarter. Timeouts tonight brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. And yeah, you mentioned that stat. Kaylee Thompson, 2-for-2 to start, which makes her now 29 of 36 from the floor. She has hit 29 of her 36 shots. Talk about efficient. That is as efficient as it gets.
When she gets the ball, you can just say goodnight. You can just turn around and be ready to inbound. I mean, she's just fantastic all year, and we saw it. She had a big game against Horton a couple weeks ago.
So the Dragons out of the timeout, setting up a beautiful play and a nice drive, and layup is good by Kirkwood. She's got all four, an 8-4 lead here for the Cobras. Kirkwood playing well here early for the Dragons. Nice entry pass inside from Oberding to Thompson. Thompson is fouled on the shot inside, and she'll shoot two. First free throws tonight, and the first foul on either side. As they get the foul here on Carly Henson, 5'7 senior, and this puts, once again, Thompson to the line. to shoot two. First one off the heel, too strong, no good. 64% at the line this year. Jackson Heights as a squad, 58% at the line so far. Crendon Prophet with us. We're rocking on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Appreciate everyone helping with that. Thompson goes 1-for-2. She's got 5 here in the first quarter, 9-4, the 5-point lead for the Cobras. 5:20 to go here in this first period. Now, the Dragons have done a pretty good job breaking this pressure, but what a defensive effort. Reshick comes away with the block and a rebound to boot. Good defense. Cobras back up the floor from left to right. Here's Bosley, a right side pass to Cochran. Back to Bosley up top. Puts it on the dribble once. This is Olberding. Left side pass to Thompson on the wing. Back up tops it goes to Thompson. Or correction, Cochran now. Gets an entry pass inside. Shot is up no good. But Reshick, a backside rebound, and she puts it up and in for two. Nobody blocking out Reshick, and she's got 4. Cobras now lead 11-4, coming up on the halfway point in the quarter. We've seen the Dragons. They do a good job once again. They break the press. Here's a fake by Darvo. Kicks it up top. This is Henson. Now right side to Brown. Thought about a three. Puts it on the dribble. And they get an offensive foul on Carly Henson, sending a screen on the right wing. And that's a turnover. And then Henson picking up her second foul.
Yeah, and Valley's not a deep team. So it'll be they're going to leave her in for now. But the interesting issue might come off the bench through the early foul trouble with Henson.
Cobras again looking for their 50th straight league win here tonight. 49 straight coming in, looking for the big 5-0. A whistle away from the ball. And now we get another offensive foul, this one against Jackson Heights. Trying to see who it's on, waiting for the official. So they get Bosley with this foul. And the Dragons will get it back, still having to work against this full court pressure. We're at 4:20 to go first quarter, 11-4 Jackson Heights. Good trap here. Right in front of the midcourt stripe. They get it up the floor to Darvo. Now they reset here in the front court. Dragons averaging 32.8 points per game in their 5 so far. They give it up at about 39 points per game, so they like to play low-scoring games. This is a Jackson Heights team that puts up over 56 points a game. Nice pass to Kirkwood. Drive shot is up good. Count it and the foul. How about that? Kirkwood, all 6 for Valley Falls, and a chance here for a 3-point play.
And they're going to get Olberding on the foul, reaching in instead of being straight up on the block. But Corey Kirkwood, phenomenal player, following in the footsteps of her sister, Reagan, one of the best players to probably go through Valley Falls on the girls' side. If they're going to keep it close, they're going to have someone harder than Kirkwood score. An offensive rebound by Henson. She lost it, though.
Yeah, she lost it. The attempt and taken away by Cochran. Cobras now push it up the floor. Here's Thompson bumped inside, and a foul's called. They'll get Darvo with her first. It's a blocking foul. It's on the floor. Cobras will throw it in underneath with Olberding. 11-6, Jackson Heights. 3:46 to go, first period. They set it up over the top, partially blocked inside, but getting it right back is Thompson, who puts it up. Can't get it to go, or correction, that was Olberding on the second try. And now on the miss, an offensive rebound attempt is going to turn into a foul.
That's Olberding. She has 2 quick ones. And that's an all-state player right there, but she's going to stay in for the time being, but she's in foul trouble. Look out.
Jackson Heights certainly have a few more bodies maybe they can use off the bench compared to Valley Falls. Dragons do get it up the floor. Here's Brown, short corner left. Now back up top it goes. Darvo in between the rings out high, slowing down the tempo here. 11-6 is our score. 3:25 to go first quarter. They set it up for Kirkwood from downtown, and she knocked it in from the left wing. It's a 3. That's her 3rd triple of the season, and it gets the Dragons to within 2 at 11-9. As you mentioned, it's been all Corey Kirkwood here early for the Dragons. Keeping the team in it. There's a missed 3 by Olberding, and a rebound is chased down by Darvo, and then nearly turned it over, but getting it back is Henson. Here come the Dragons walking it up the floor. Chance to tie or take the lead with under 3 minutes to go in the first. Good start here for the Dragons. Tough place to play on the road against a very good team in Jackson Heights, and there's a block by Olberding. And it's Thompson on the reversal now, moving it up the way. Nice pass layup good by Reshick. She's got 6. 13-9, lead back to 4 for Jackson Heights. They can certainly do it in transition.
Yeah, and Valley had a good play, a good pick and roll. Just Olberding just with a nice block on Henson. They had the roll there and everything. Well, executed. It's a good defensive play.
Garbeau, nice pass to the right block. This is Henson, turns, fires to Brown, along two. It misses everything, no good. And a rebound for Cochran. Now Jackson Heights with a four-point lead and 2:15 to go. And a 13-9 advantage, trying to get some more. Good kick right side. It's Bosley from downtown. Off the front rim. And a high rebound ripped away by Olberding. And a whistle and a jump ball is the call. Leave the possession arrow. Is going to give it back to the Dragons. And it will.
And each team's going to sub with their two players on. Henson and Olberding, each for two fouls, will come out. And it's going to be McKinley Mulroy for Jackson Heights and Madison Connor for Valley replacing him. So we'll see how long they keep Olberding on the bench here early in the first quarter. Only a four-point game.
Well, the Dragons certainly doing a fairly good job of breaking this pressure here in the first quarter. They've been able to do it in the half court as well with Kirkwood. He's got all nine of the Valley Falls points. She has it. A left side pass to Darboe. The lefty fires a three. It's a little bit too strong. And a rebound, though. Short corner right is dug up out of there by Kirkwood. And her shot is no good, but a foul is on the floor. Kirkwood is everywhere for the Dragons here in the first quarter. They'll get Cochran with the foul. That's her first. Team foul number four. Got 1:44 left in this first. 13-9 is our score. Jackson Heights by four.
Yeah, and like we talked about, this is a weird game because it's like the first game of the year, so it could be sloppy. You know, you kind of could see upsets happen because no one's really in the swing of things.
Valley Falls needing to get it in. They just break the five count. They get it up top to Madison Connor, a junior who's in the game now. Kicks it left to Kirkwood, driving baseline. She's cut off by Cochran. Kicks it left wing now. This is Darboe. Puts it on the dribble low. Gets it to the top of the key. Right side pass to Frakes. Has it on the wing. Now hands it off to Kirkwood right there. Gets to the elbow. Picks up the dribble. Gets it off to Connor. Connor playing in her fourth game of the season. A missed shot inside. A rebound for Jackson Heights. Collected there by Thompson. Thompson, a long pass up the floor to Cochran. She'll drive baseline left, cut off at the block. They get it to the free throw line. This is Thompson for two, and she put it in. Thompson with seven here in the quarter. The lead is 15-9. Back-to-back buckets here by the Cobras to extend the lead back to six with 1 minute to go in the quarter. Dragons doing a good job, breaking the pressure again. They get a little bit of a numbers advantage, and it turns into a layup. Darboe for two. 15-11, a four-point affair with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Yeah, the Cobras want to handle the 46 here in the first quarter. Here's a whistle, a foul away from the ball.
They're going to get Thompson with a moving screen.
That's the third moving screen we have seen here called in the first quarter. As Trenton mentioned, against Thompson, that is her first. And team foul number five, that'll bring in Mallory Mulroy. The senior will check in for Taylor Bosley.
Valley's probably going to take the last shot here. I mean, you don't want to give it back to Jackson Heights. You can make it a 1 or 2 point game here without having to give them the ball back this quarter. So we'll see if they run the last 40 seconds down.
The Dragons have it. 30 seconds to go here in the first. It's a 15-11 score. Jackson Heights by four. Here's Frakes, top of the key. Hands it off to Brown. Steps back for a deep three. This one is too strong. High for the rebound. Brought down by Thompson, who now has four boards here in the quarter. Pushing the tempo up the floor. McKinley Mulroy kicks it left. Here's a wing three. That is short. Rebound is put up and in by Thompson. 8 seconds to go. It's 17-11, and the Dragons a little bit slow to get it in. Now 3 seconds to go. This is Brown to the left wing. Puts up a shot. It'll count, and it's off the rim. No good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Good pace by both teams. 8 minutes in. Second quarter to come, our girls' contest. Jackson Heights 17, Valley Falls 11. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, back to it. Our first broadcast here in 2023. Girls contest 17-11. Jackson Heights in front by 6 over Valley Falls. We got Brandon, Trenton, Crendon, everyone here for the Cobra Channel. As first possession belongs to Jackson Heights. Again, the number 2 ranked team in 2A. In the latest rankings prior to the holiday break, they'll have, I believe, another round of rankings come out this week. They've been off in that regard for a couple of weeks with the holidays. But again, the Cobras undefeated at 4-0. Looking for their 50th straight league win. And there's a three from the left wing that's buried by Reshick. And all of a sudden, quietly, she has 9 in the game, matching Thompson. It's a 20-11 lead now. The Cobras pushing that lead out a little bit to start the quarter.
Reshick now 2-for-6 on threes for the year.
Doesn't take them too often, but certainly efficient at over 30%. See how the Dragons respond here with their first possession. They pull it up with Kirkwood from the free throw line. This one no good. A rebound for Olberding. Olberding with 2 fouls, had to sit a little bit of time in the first quarter. Drives it all the way into the block. Picks it up on a double team, and she's called for a travel. Good defense inside by the Dragons to force the third turnover for Valley, or correction, Jackson Heights.
Yeah, and Valley's taking plenty of shots outside of Kirkwood in that first quarter. It's just a matter of getting them to fall. And I mean, eventually they might start falling, so they can just keep it close and keep putting up shots when they're open like they have. This game could be very close.
A minute into the second quarter, 9-point lead for the Cobras, and that is going to be the another time we see an offensive foul. They're going to get Darvaux with a push-off as she was driving left baseline. That's her second foul, team foul number 4. Cobras get a quick sub with Dawson Cochran. She's going to check back in, replacing McKinley Mulroy. So you see the early scoring numbers. 9 apiece from Reshick and Thompson. And then 9 as well for Kirkwood to lead the charge for the Dragons. Kirkwood with 9 of the 11 Dragons points. 20-11 Jackson Heights, early second quarter. They go inside. This is Olberding on the block. Through some contact, no good. And a late whistle, and I think they get a shooting foul here.
Might be on the backside on the rebound. Might be on the back. Going to get Brown maybe for a push on the backside.
So they get Lauren Brown with the foul. That is her first, team foul number 5. Both teams with 5 fouls, so just 1 to give here early on in the second quarter. Cochran with a drive, and with a little bit of English on it, puts it up and in, and Cochran's on the board with her first 2. And it's 22-11. It's the largest lead for Jackson Heights. Good start here to the second quarter for the Cobras, coming out strong. Ramping up the defense up top by Mallory Mulroy. Man-to-man, and now a whistle and a timeout. Jordan Hale has seen enough, and Dragons will take a timeout early in this second period. See if it's a full. I believe it is.
Yeah, everyone's sitting down, so I think I'm going to give them credit for a full.
Full timeout. We'll follow suit. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 11-point Jackson Heights lead. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
KNZA.
Good run here to start the second quarter for Jackson Heights. They lead Valley Falls 22-11. We got 6:09 to go until halftime of our girls' game. Brandon Tamman, Trenton Kraxner, Crendon Prophet here for the Cobra Channel as well. MSCSports.net. Cobra's number 2 in 2A in the latest rankings. And Trenton kind of mentioned to me during that timeout, and this is kind of go time now here in this portion of the quarter for Valley Falls. You don't want to let this lead get out really too much farther. We know how good and quickly this Cobras team can score in bunches, and Dragons certainly slowing down this possession here as they work it out of the timeout. This is Brown, left side on the wing, gets a screen and now works it back to the top of the circle. This is Madison Connor, hands it off to Darboe. Now Frakes has it top of the key, hands it back to Kirkwood, curls in the lane, gets by three defenders, missed the layup with the left hand, and a rebound for Olberding. Olberding, two-on-three break, takes it all the way, lays it in herself. Olberding's been quiet. She's got just four, but maybe that's the bucket she needs. 24-11 at 5:20 to go in the first half.
Yeah, that's a 9-0 run now. To your point, like you said, over time outbreak, every good team has that one run in them that they can just pull away with a little quick 8 or 9-0 run, and that's what Jackson Heights is on right now.
9-0 run. They get it inside to Frakes, and a lot of contact. Just throws up a shot, no good. Olberding, another rebound. Wants to take it herself again with a lot of contact. In and out, nearly put down that difficult shot, but no good. Brown the rebound for the Dragons, and they'll slow down the tempo. 4:50 to go. It's a 24-11 Jackson Heights lead. Left side, Darboe has it. Gets a break screen. Darboe works the top of the key. Trying to thread the needle inside to Connor. It's deflected out of bounds, and the Dragons will keep it. Henson's going to check back in here for the Dragons, replacing Connor. Both teams with five fouls apiece, so just one to give on both sides. Could see some bonus scenarios here down the stretch before halftime. They set it up for Kirkwood inside. Her shot is up through contact. Hits the rim three times, no good. Breaks an offensive rebound and missing the putback. And then Kirkwood gets the third opportunity here and will reset up top. Second chance points, now a third chance really on this possession. Can the Dragons take advantage? They have been quiet since really the middle portion of the first quarter, and there's a deflected pass and there's a steal as it's a coast-to-coast miss layup by Thompson, and now Cochran missing the second chance and now a third opportunity here for Reshick. So just like the Dragons on their last possession, a third opportunity here for the Cobras. And a three is missed, and a fourth opportunity is put back up and in. It's an and one for Dawson Cochran, and she's now got four to go along with four rebounds.
And Henson just picked up her third coming back in the game. Did not have the inside position, was still holding on to Cochran. She was going up. She finishes through the contact to get the hoop and harm.
That'll bring back Madison Connor, who just took a seat with Henson again now picking up her third foul, having to take that break. It's 26-11. Percentage-wise, Cochran the best for the Cobras, 75%. She cashes the free throw. Now has five. It's 27-11. The run continues. Dragons need to try to close the gap a little bit before halftime, and a difficult shot is up and no good by Lauren Brown, but she draws the foul and will shoot two. Brown set to shoot two. She is a 56% free throw shooter, 8 points per game so far, which is the second best mark on the team behind Kirkwood. She makes the first of her two attempts, and that's her first point tonight, and that stops the run, makes it 27-12, as Bosley's going to check back in here for the Cobras, taking the spot of Reshick. Dragons as a team, just 51% at the line. And Brown goes 2 for 2, and she has two. 27-13, the Cobras lead is 14 as we're closing in on the final couple minutes here until halftime. Cobras working left to right here in the first half. They reverse it right side. This is Olberding on the right wing. Just looking inside, nothing's there. Now Cochran fires a deep straight on three, hits the back heel, no good. Rebound deflected into the hands of Kirkwood. And she'll slow the pace with 3:20 to go.
And if you're Valley, you can just string a couple buckets here and get it back to about 8 or 9 around the halftime mark. I mean, you got to be feeling pretty good coming into a hostile environment like this.
And they cut it down a little bit more with 3:05 to go. They're trailing by 14. They get a handoff to Brown up top. She backs into the free throw line, kicks it back to Frakes up top. Sophomore turns left, hands it off to Darboe. Shovels it up top to Connor, works it right, hands it off to Kirkwood. She'll drive, she'll shoot, she'll miss. Rebound, Kirkwood fighting for it with Cochran underneath, and a jump ball is called, and possession arrow stays here with Valley Falls.
And we're going to see Kalen Yates for the first time. She's going to get Darvo, who has two fouls. Played smartly and didn't get them, but see Kalen Yates. She can shoot a little bit from the outside for him. She's willing to shoot it from outside.
This will be her fourth appearance in game number six. The junior could pass to Frakes inside, but she missed the layup on the inbounds pass. Rebound collected by Thompson. Now Thompson pushing the pace. Her pass is deflected up the floor. It's saved on the far sideline, but they're going to say out of bounds, and the Cobras turn it over. Chasing it in the corner was Cochran, just couldn't quite get there. We're down to 2:38 left here in the first half, 27-13. It's a 14-point Cobras lead, and the Dragons have the ball. Who's going to be the team that knocks Jackson Heights off the throne? Again, this is a game where the Cobras are looking for their 50th straight league win. As the Dragons turned it over right there with the travel call, so the Cobras get it back with 2:25 to go until half. Now, this has been the Cobras league for the last 3-plus years, and with the roster that they have, doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon, but there's a nice deflected pass and a steal by Kirkwood. And the Dragons once again with Kirkwood slowing the pace, walking it up the floor as we're approaching the final 2 minutes of the half. Cochran knocks it away, and it's a steal. Cochran, good defensive effort. And the Cobras, per usual, want to push the tempo. Get it to Olberding in the corner. Thompson inside. She is whacked right across the shoulder, and she is fouled, and she'll shoot two. They get Kirkwood with her first. Team foul number seven. So the bonus time the rest of the way for Jackson Heights. Really, both teams are in the bonus the rest of the half with 1:54 to go. Thompson's first free throw is no good. She's now 1-for-3 at the line. 9 points and 6 rebounds. She is a double-double machine. Last year, she averaged 14-9. So far this year, 17-10. And again, off to a good start, 9-6. A minute 54 to go until halftime, trying to get it to 15. And she does go 1-for-2. First player in double figures tonight, Thompson with 10. So here's Kirkwood with a minute 50 to go, walking it up the floor from right to left. Angles right, stops it on the wing, hands it off to Yates. Yates picks it up there, long pass into the corner. This is Brown for three, just grazing the front of the rim, no good. A rebound by Reshick, now the Cobras push. Bosley, a right side pass into the corner. Mulroy, they reverse it. Cochran tees up a three, short, rebound Kirkwood. Minute 24 to go. Kirkwood again, the slow pace. Dragons get it, they're walking it up the floor. Cobras get it, they push. It's been like that all first half. Here's Brown, left elbow, thought about a long two, instead gets it back up top to Connor. Connor hands it off to Kirkwood, who fires up a three from her own. This is no good. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. I think they get maybe Brown inside. And the Cobras are going to walk the other way and shoot a 1-1. They do get Brown with the foul. That is her second. And this will be Thompson to shoot the 1-1. 28-13 with 63 seconds to go in the half. Cobras, the 15-point lead. Their average margin of victory so far this season is 31 points per game. And the first is good by Thompson, so she gets the bonus. 11 points for Thompson to lead all sides. Busy week for Jackson Heights as well. They'll play a Saturday game against ACCHS. Makeup game from earlier this year. Thompson does collect both free throws there. Makes it 30-13 with a minute to go. Big possession here for the Dragons. Can they get something on the board? Kirkwood has it. Left side on the wing. Not using much of that screen. And maybe getting away with an elbow there. But gets it to Frakes. Now left side to Yates. 43 seconds to go. Yates picks it up top. Kirkwood right side on the wing, being bumped heavily by Mallory Mulroy, and then a whistle and a foul. Stops the clock at 36 seconds to go. This should be a 1-1. As they get Mulroy here for the foul, that's Mallory's first, and Kirkwood to shoot a 1-1.
Yeah, that was a very physical defensive possession by Mallory Mulroy. She just kept bumping Kirkwood, bumping her, and eventually they got her for the foul, and you can tell she was frustrating Kirkwood a little bit and not giving her any space.
Kirkwood scored the first nine of the game for the Dragons. She misses the free throw. Frakes got the rebound and then had it immediately ripped away by Cochran. So now Jackson Heights a chance for the final possession. 26 seconds to go. They lead it by 17. Here is, I mentioned there, Mulroy right side on the wing. Picks up the dribble. Finds Cochran on a cut. Gets it inside. Nice backdoor pass. And a block shot inside. Kirkwood able to gather that miss. And now the Dragons with 10 seconds can do something here. Kirkwood gets to the left side. Yates in the corner. Nice ball fake. Drives baseline. Lost it out of bounds and a turnover. 4.6 seconds to go. Oberding will check back in. The Cobras with the lead and the ball have to work the full length of the floor, but certainly have some time to get up a good shot. See what they set up here. Get it up the floor. And a quick travel is going to be called. I didn't see much there. They passed it into Thompson, and the whistle blew pretty quickly and was called for a travel and a turnover.
Yeah, she shuffled her feet, got a head start, running like an offensive, looking like an offensive lineman on the football field, ready to pull. Just got her feet going a little bit before she put it on the deck.
So now 3 seconds for the Dragons. They get it into the backcourt. They get it to Kirkwood at the left wing for three. She nearly banked it in, no good, but that takes us to the end of the first half. And a good one for the Cobras as they extend out their lead. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. You want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Jackson Heights 30, Valley Falls 13. Halftime is after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon Tamman, Trenton Kraxner, Crendon Prophet, everyone here for the Cobra Channel. We are off and running for 2023. And Crendon, we'll start with you. Jackson Heights girls, they kind of picked up right where they left off. The number 2 ranked team in the state. You know, maybe a little bit of a slower start early on, maybe first couple of minutes, not how they wanted it to go, but it didn't take them long to put a big run together and build this lead out over Valley Falls, ultimately a 17-point lead at the half, and certainly a team that has a lot of capabilities and they can do a lot of good things.
Yeah, talking about that especially slow start, usually a lot of their games, first quarter, that's usually slow, but in that second half, especially the last game we called, Jackson Heights really knows how to pull away. Mrs. Massey really knows how to teach this team and get them to pull away in that second half. She doesn't plan on, you know, sitting the starters. She plans on playing them all 4 quarters, and they really know how to run up the score any time past that second quarter, especially in that second half. Some big players for this game already, Kaylee Thompson with 12 points. She's 4 out of 6 on free throws, which makes her She's shot 28 free throws this year so far, and she's made 18, so she's done the best from the free throw line on the team. Canyon Oberding, only 4 points so far, but we usually see her picking things up after that first half, especially these last few games she's played. I've seen a lot of good aggression from the Mulroy sisters, too, from the Jackson Heights Cobras.
Mallory and McKinley getting some time off the bench, mentioning the Mulroys there, and yeah, Thompson really was the key factor for Jackson Heights in the first half, 12 points and 6 rebounds. Now, Trenton on the other side for the Dragons, you know, that first quarter, they were hanging around. They were breaking the pressure. They were getting some good looks. Kirkwood keeping a minute. It was a 2-4-point game early before that run by Jackson Heights. Now what do? You're chasing. You're down 17, and that lead went from 6 to midnight real quick, and that's how quick. We talk about how quickly this Cobras team can score. They want to push it the entire time, the whole first half. Anytime Valley Falls touched it, they're trying to walk it up the floor. Cobras get it. They push. Certainly two different styles, but Valley Falls, they might have to change it up a little bit.
Well, I vividly remember mentioning that Valley had the ball down 15 to 11 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter, and they put up a shot with about 15 seconds. It was a wide-open three off a screen by Brown. She just missed it, and then, you know, Jackson Heights goes down and gets a transition layup, and it's been curtains since then. I mean, it's a 15-2 run to end the half, and, I mean, they were on a 12-0 run before Brown hit a pair of free throws to take that away. But, I mean, good teams always have that kill shot type of run where they just put it away and early and can coast, you know, and all the good teams do it, and that's just what happened on their home floor. And if you're Valley, you know, keep working through Kirkwood, but you got – you're Henson, Darvo, or Brown. You're coming off a screen. They're going under that screen. You got to pull up and take a shot. You can't rely on Kirkwood to put up 15, 20 shots every night and carry you that way. I mean, if you got an open look, you got to take it, especially against a team like Jackson Heights, because they're going to score on the other end.
Yeah, Kirkwood for Valley Falls, the leading scorer. 9 of the 13, I should say. 2 points apiece from Darvo and Brown. And then we go back to Jackson Heights. Thompson, again, as we mentioned, with 12, but McKenna Reshick, a quiet 9 in the first half, including a 3. And Oberding, again, the leading scorer at 20 per game, quiet with just 4. They also got 5 from Dawson Cochran as 4 of the 5 starters find the books in the first half for the Cobras. Again, a 15-2 run to end the half for Jackson Heights, and the lead now for them, 30-13 here at the half. Let's talk a little bit about the boys game coming up here in the nightcap when we come back. Our halftime show continues after this here on KNZA.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have, too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, and online at Kellerman Real Estate. R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
I'm Hannah Deegan, and I'm the frontline manager at Farmers State Bank. We have new and improved CD rates, and you can find the current rates on our website. We have a safe deposit box promotion going on right now, where if you open up any type of account, you have the option to get a safe deposit box with the remainder of the annual fee waived until June 1st of 2023. So stop in or call for more information.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Trenton, Crendon, all with you. Girls game at the half. Jackson Heights leading Valley Falls 30-13, getting closer to the start of the second half. Real quick, got about 60 seconds. Trenton, we'll start with you. the boys' game tonight. Valley Falls off to a 4-1 start. They are without arguably their best player, and Dylan Cervantes, at least for a little while longer, with an injury there. He's missed the last couple of games. Zach Evans has been really good for him, but, you know, obviously you're an alum. You were with this team last year, made it all the way to the state tournament, fourth place. You know, the expectations might have been a little bit different this year, but, you know, winning four of your first five and now having to deal with the loss of one of your better players and coming into a game here tonight after the break against the team searching for their first win, what do you see from them tonight?
I mean, they've only played two games without Cervantes yet, but he's going to be out a couple more weeks, so he's going to miss at least two to three more games for sure. But, you know, like you said, Zach Evans, all-state team last year in the state tournament, averaged 20 points per game, and he can flat-out score from all over the field. He uses his quickness, and, I mean, you know, Hayden Carney was a good freshman last year, and he's got to pick it up. But you're going to see a lot of freshmen, Pickrell and Grant Meyer, we saw him in the JV game. Those are guys that were undefeated last year in middle school, but when you become a freshman in high school, the game's completely different. They're still adjusting to that. They're very athletic and fast. Valley's going to use their quickness and athleticism. They're going to be undersized, but they'll be fast and athletic, and those freshmen are still adjusting to the high school game.
And then Crittenden, yeah, on the other side, Jackson Heights, they come back from break, still searching for that first win. We know this team is scrappy, and they can put up a fight, so we'll have another test here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, this team is scrappy. They've lost plenty of games this season below that double digit. And last time we called a game, they only lost by three, really almost won that game there, but they just couldn't quite get it. Last year, Jackson Heights was 0-2 versus Royal Valley Falls. By Falls, they won 16-0 in league play. So Jackson Heights, I mean, they didn't really stand a chance against them last year. This year, I'm seeing a little maybe of a different Jackson Heights team. I'm really looking forward to see how these boys play, especially Drake Mellies, the freshman. He's averaged 10 points a game so far, and that's more than what the boys averaged last year from any player, so that's pretty good.
That'll come up in the nightcap, but the second half here for our girls' game is underway. Again, our halftime show was presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. First possession here goes to the Cobras, and a missed shot inside by Rishik, deflected out of bounds. It'll stay here with Jackson Heights as they work right to left here. In the second half, 12 seconds in, again, they lead it by 17. And how crucial is this first 3 or 4 minutes here for Valley Falls if they want to give themselves a chance? They got to chip away with it, and that's a good start, forcing a steal right there. And taking it away is Kirkwood, seventh turnover for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, if you're Valley, there's no 17-point play. You just got to chip away, you know. Your goal is cut it in half, make about an 8-point game going to that fourth quarter, and give yourself a shot, you know. You just got to chip away.
Henson, first possession here, backs it out into the left corner. This is Brown up top to Frakes. Takes it inside, hands it off to Kirkwood. Guarded by Cochran, picks up the dribble prematurely. She is pounded by Cochran, but gets it off to Brown in between the rings out high. Not quite a minute into this third quarter. Again, a 17-point Cobras lead. They closed the first half on a 15-2 run after Valley was hanging around in the first quarter. Here's Brown at the elbow. Dives it inside. Shot is up, no good. Breaks, gets the rebound, throws it back up and no good, and then ties up Rishik on the rebound attempt, and the possession arrow will keep it with the Dragons.
Yeah, and we're going to get the Mulroy sisters coming in quickly. So obviously Coach Massey not happy about some that she saw, two quick subs just a minute into the game. You know, haven't even gone two trips down the floor yet.
So Rishik and Bosley will come out, as mentioned the Mulroys will check in. McKinley and Mallory. Dragons here with a long first possession here in the third quarter. Brown has it on the right wing. Little hesitation, puts it on the dribble. Little give and go. Frakes has it inside, partially blocked. Cochran collects. Cochran right side, pushing it up the floor. Gets it up to Olberding. Splits two. Her layup is no good. Battle for the rebound inside. Picked up by Thompson. Throws one up. No good, but a foul.
And Olberding was wide open. She's got too far under the basket. They're going to get Darvo. That's her third. So she joins Henson. She's three, and Coach Massey's going to call a quick TO here.
We'll keep it right here. Early on third quarter, 6:33 left in this frame. It's still no points scored in this third quarter. 30-13, it remains. 17-point lead for the Cobras. Again, looking for what's crazy again. It's just crazy to say their 50th straight win in league play. And it's about as dominant as you can get in any league, really in any sport. And they've been the class for the last 3 years. The roster is certainly built to make a run in March when you have, and we were talking about it, Trenton, a little bit before we came on the air tonight. You know, we don't know a lot about all the other teams in 2A. Berean Academy is the lone team ranked higher in 2A, according to the KBCA. Berean Academy, number one. Jackson Heights is two. It's hard for me to believe there's a better duo out there than Oberding and Thompson when you look at production, experience, accolades. It is just a tough duo to deal with. And even on nights where right now Oberding only has four, they got other girls who can pick it up, and yet they still win, and they win big.
Yeah, and like Oberding, Thompson switches the first one, but Oberding has just 4 points. And she had two early fouls, but, I mean, you have McKenna Reshek, who has averaging 2.5 points per game, put up 9 in the first quarter. I mean, so, like, that just makes you that much more dangerous if everyone on your team has the ability to get a quick 5 or 6 points. She knocks down the pair to make it a 19-point game.
14 in the game for Thompson. She's lived at the line so far in this game, 63% on the season. Jackson Heights in the first half, they hit 5 of 7 from the stripe. 6:20 to go, third quarter, 32-13. Jackson Heights kind of keeping it at a comfortable range, and another deflected shot inside. Kirkwood gets the miss, puts it back up, no good. Still fighting for another opportunity, and it's ripped away by Oberding, and Jackson Heights wants to push it up the floor. As they do, and all the way to the rack, and a missed layup by Oberding. And the rebound by Frakes. And then reaching in is Thompson. I think they get Thompson here with the foul.
And they're going to get Thompson. Everyone looks a little confused, just kind of standing around on the floor, but, you know, Thompson, they're going to put the pressure back on, which this led to some easy baskets for Valley in that first quarter. They broke it with ease. See how they do this time to start the third.
Well, we're 2 minutes into this third quarter. And the Dragons have been very cold offensively. They scored just 2 points in the second quarter. They're outscored 13-2. As, again, that 15-2 run extending late first quarter by the Cobras to build this lead. And Kirkwood is blocked inside on a driving layup attempt. Cochran up the floor, and the layup is put in by Thompson. Who else? Now with 16. Lead continues to grow, now 34-13, it's 21. That's a good aggressive drive there by, I believe that was Darvo, who's going to earn 2 shots at the line.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Jackson Heights, they look like a basketball team. I mean, they got length, they got size, they got athleticism, and it's going to be, I mean, Kirkwood is a good driver that usually puts up that type of shot, but how many times tonight have we just seen Reshek or Thompson or Bolbring just swat it down? I mean, it's just that length, and not many teams are going to be able to match that.
Darvo hits the first free throw. She's got 3 here tonight, makes it 34-14. 21 points has been the largest lead. She misses the second, but they say she went over the line, so regardless, it's a miss, and a 20-point lead for the Cobras remain at 34-14, 5:21 left third quarter. Now the Dragons are going to show a little pressure here in the full court. Haven't seen much of that at all here tonight, but now they want to ramp up the pressure a little bit. The Cobras get it up the floor quickly. Long pass. Thompson to Reshek. Turnaround shot banked in with ease. Reshek now with 11. Makes it 36-14. 3 minutes in. 5 to go here. Quarter number 3. Cobras looking to continue their streak. Stay undefeated here as there's not many local teams in action tonight. Northeast Kansas League is back in full force tonight. DTVL teams as well. Kirkwood has her shot rejected inside, gets it back, and she's called for a travel. Thought they were maybe going to get a foul, but instead it's a turnover. Make it 8 now for the Dragons. That brings in Oberding back for the Cobras, taking the spot of McKinley Mulroy. 4:47 left third, 36-14. It's all Cobras now. There is still time. Can the Dragons chip away at all? Cobra is doing an excellent job breaking the pressure. Shot is short in transition. Offensive rebound put up no good. It's again. Second chance good and the foul. It's Canyon Oberding. Chance at a 3-point play. 38-14. Just had the position. Missed 2 shots. Gets her missed ones on both and makes the third. And finally it's fouled for an and-one. Oberding now with 6. She is up to 7 rebounds. And the lead continues to grow. Now 38-14. Make it 39-14. Oberding makes the free throw. She's got 7. Valley Falls turning it over right away on the inbounds. And Oberding slicing through, but they get her for a walk. It doesn't matter what the score is, the time of the game, this Cobras team, they just push. They get the ball, and they want to get it up the floor quick, and they want to get it to the rack quick. You saw it right there. It did ultimately turn into a turnover with a travel there by Olberding, but she gets the steal, and she goes right to the bucket. Now the Dragons have it back. They're down 25. Breaks up top, hands it off to Brown. Ball fakes, gets to the free throw line. Left wing pass that goes to Kirkwood, who's been very quiet since the first quarter. Yates back into the game, has it. Up top to Frakes. Over the top pass through a couple defenders collected by Brown, and then she threw it away. She's trying to keep it in play and threw it to the wrong team. Here's Reshick, short corner left. Nice backdoor pass, and a layup is good for Thompson now, who has 18. 41-14 at 3:45 to go in the third.
Thompson put up 21 points last week, already on pace to break that this week here.
Thompson came in too tonight, averaging 17.5 points per. She's already eclipsed that mark tonight at 18. There's a nice drive and layup. Good there. Carly Henson. Missed all last season with a knee injury. Certainly a nice piece in the starting lineup. Orly Falls gets her first bucket tonight, makes it 41-16. Beautiful offensive play and an easy layup. Good there by Olberding. Nice cut, feed, and finish. Makes it 43-16. Olberding now with 9. And a timeout's going to be called here by Valley Falls at 3:09 to go in the third. It is a full. We'll follow suit. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
KNZA.
Turned into kind of a one-sided game here. 3:09 left third quarter. It's all Jackson Heights leading Valley Falls 43-16. As we continue on, we'll have the boys game to follow here tonight as we're back up and running here in 2023. Big 7 teams are off tonight. They will play their first games of the year on Friday. The NEKL back in full force tonight. Some Twin Valley League teams are also playing tonight, so some teams getting still a little bit of time off, but some teams getting back to it, and the Cobras picking up right where they left off before the break. They force a turnover out of the timeout, and they'll reset up top here in the front court. Left side with Bosley, who's been quiet tonight, has not yet scored, gets it up top to Mallory Mulroy. Right side pass to Olberding on the wing. Holds it above her head. Has the dribble. Instead skips it this way. Reshick thought about a three. Maybe turns it down. Now Olberding gets to Reshick in the right corner. Puts it on the dribble. Gets underneath. Shot is up and good. Kenna Reshick again entered this game. 2.5 points per game and she's got 13 tonight. More points than she had scored all season. So the senior putting together her best game of the year, no doubt. 45-16. Kirkwood another drive and draws the foul. She'll shoot two.
As you said, McKenna Reshick, she's had 10 points on the season before coming into this game and now already 13 in this game alone.
And we've said it multiple times. You got Olberding and Thompson, one of the best duos in the state. And then there's just, you know, three or four other girls who can certainly have a night like Reshick's having, you know, can just quietly put up 13 with kind of staying under the radar, and so makes this team so dangerous. And the first free throw is good there by Kirkwood.
Yeah, and we saw Taylor Bosley do it when we had the Horton call right before the break. She had about 18, like 15 the first quarter.
Like, yeah, she went off, and that's just another asset to this team, and they can go deep, and it's going to be a tough out. They go right back inside, and on cue, Kaylee Thompson now with 20. Easy off the window, makes it 47-18 at 2 minutes to go in the third. Here's Lauren Brown, guarded by Mallory Mulroy. A near five count, right side pass it goes. This is Connor who drives baseline. Kicks it back out to Henson for three from the right wing. That one is no good. Tipped all the way out to midcourt. And in transition on the run as Thompson missed the layup, but it's out from behind. Thompson right back to the line to shoot two. And the foul is on Gracie Connor, a freshman, just seeing her second game of the season for the Dragons.
Yeah, that was a great hustle play, though. I mean, you're getting beat by 29, but Thompson has a breakaway layup, and you hustle down the floor to make sure it doesn't get easy, too. It's just a hustle play by the freshman.
No doubt. Make them earn it from the line, and Thompson at least earning it as of late. She has now drained six straight free throws. She's got 21 points. 48-18. The lead is 30. Got 1:36 left to go in this third quarter. Second no good. Of course, I mentioned how many she makes in a row. And the announcer jinx comes back into play as she goes 1 for 2.
New year, same jinx.
We'll continue to mention that.
Make some new resolutions.
Exactly. The Valley Falls, another turnover here, taken away. And it's Thompson in transition. Olberding left block. Shot is up through traffic and good. 11 now for Olberding. Thompson an assist. And it's 50-18. This is the Dragons team that won 8 games last year, and that doubled their win total from 2 years ago. So they're certainly seeing some improvement the last couple of years. I think we can all agree. You look, you know, after the Cobras, we think ACCHS is that next team up who can compete and maybe knock off the Cobras at some point this year. A foul on Thompson. By the way, that's her third. She'll take a breather here with about a minute to go in the quarter. We'll also see for the first time tonight Emma Ray Thompson, the freshman, appearing in her third game of the year. And it's a 50-18 game late third. We'll see how long Madison Massey keeps maybe the starters into the fourth quarter. Would expect maybe them to play a little bit. Here's a blocking foul on a drive by Brown. It's going to be Mallory Mulroy who picks up the foul, her second. Team foul number 5.
Yeah, and we already mentioned that Jackson Heights is playing 3 games this week. They had the makeup game with Effingham that got postponed early December, playing on Saturday. So, I mean, you're taking all your starters, trying to keep them fresh, I mean, as much as you possibly can.
The only starter in for the Cobras that right now is Cochran, and a nice pass on the inbounds play, and Kirkwood gets another bucket. Now up to 13, leading the charge for the Dragons offense, a 30-point lead at 50-20. 40 seconds to go here in the third. Mulroy, left side pass. This is Bryn Shoup, another freshman who's into the game. They set it up top. This is McKinley Mulroy for 3. Missed it short. Rebound for Lauren Brown for the Dragons. Brown, far side, gets it up the floor. Left side into the corner with Connor. Nice little cut there. Gets all the way to the bucket. Nice little give and go. And Connor has her first bucket off the bench for 2. 50-22 with 10 seconds to go. Cobras have it. Now 6 seconds. Knocked away from McKinley Mulroy. Has 3 seconds. Working deep around the arc, trying to bounce it into the corner. No shot up in time, and that ends the frame. And the Cobras take a 50-22 lead into the fourth quarter. We'll have it for you when we come back here on KNZA.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to it, and we start the fourth quarter. Girls game right now has Jackson Heights up 50-22 on Valley Falls as Jackson Heights coming out to start the quarter. Starters on the floor, at least for the most part. Olberding and Thompson going to play a little bit here in the fourth as Olberding getting it to Thompson inside. It's knocked back into the corner with Olberding. Left side pass now. Bosley has it and works it back up top. And a 28-point lead currently for the Cobras, trying to put the finishing touches on their fifth win of the year. Reshit misfires on a three. Bounces right into the hands, though, of Canyon Olberding with a rebound and putback. She's got 13 and approaching a double-double with 8 rebounds. 52-22, the lead back to 30. Here's Brown working it around the arc. They get it into the left corner. It's a three by Henson. This one is no good. A rebound for Olberding, and she'll push the tempo. Olberding to Thompson, layup good. 23 now for Kaylee Thompson. 54-22. Thompson outscoring the Dragons by herself tonight. Now for Valley Falls, this will drop them to 3-3. They got Jefferson County North coming up, their next opponent on Friday, as Brown throws up a shot in the paint that's no good. Rebound for Bosley. It's been quiet tonight. Now pushing the tempo herself from right to left. 90 seconds into this fourth quarter, the 54-22 lead for the Cobras. Picking up where they left off to end the 22 portion of the schedule. Here's a three by Thompson from the top of the key. It is good. 26 in the game for Thompson.
Thompson having a massive game right now. Like I said, last week is her biggest 21. Now she's already put up 26 points.
Extending it out to a 57-22 lead at 2 minutes gone by in this fourth quarter. Dragons have it left side. This is Gracie Connor. Up top it goes to Brown. She'll drive. Shot is up. Nearly banked it in. No good. Fighting for her own rebound. It's knocked away. She saves it back to her teammate Connor, who puts up a shot. That one is no good. Tipped out of bounds, and I think we may get a foul. Waiting for the call. They do get the foul. This one on Madison Connor, her first. Team foul number 4. Subs for both teams. And then might be the last we see of Olberding and Thompson tonight. Rishik comes out as well. No, I take that back. That was Bosley who came out as well. The Mulroys check in. You also get Emery Thompson back in as well, along with Cochran. What is a 57-22 lead for the Cobras with 5 minutes to go in the game. Dragons settling back in a 2-3 zone defense. And another illegal screen. We've seen about 5 or 6 of those tonight. They'll get Rishik on the foul here. That is her second, and a turnover by Jackson Heights. Cobras will play at McLeod on Friday and then a makeup game at ACCHS on Saturday. From a game earlier this year that was postponed. They're going to make it up on Saturday. Arguably, for sure, the two best teams in this league meeting for the first time. Nice play inside by Darvaux to put up a shot. Through traffic, and it goes. She's got 5, makes it 57-24. Under 4:20 to go. And Valley Falls, again, the next two out. They'll get a couple home games after tonight. They'll get JCN on Friday, and then Tuesday next week, they'll get Pleasant Ridge. Get a foul inside, as we do have a running clock the rest of the way with the 30-point lead here. So this will run by pretty quick. The foul is on Cassidy Frakes. That is her first. Team foul number 5. A couple more subs into the game as Mulroy and Rishik come out. Bryn Shoup, the freshman, is in, trying to thread the needle to Cochran underneath the bucket. Deflected out of bounds. We'll try it again. And we said it a couple times. It was 15-11 late in the first quarter. The Dragons were right there. But everything just kind of turned on its side in the second quarter as the Cobras went on a 15-2 run and really never looked back. A three is missed from the left wing. Shoup grabs the rebound and fights with a couple of Dragons players underneath, and then it's ripped away and a steal by Kirkwood. 3 minutes to go in the game, running clock. 57-24, Jackson Heights. There's a left side three from Connor. It's an air ball. Kirkwood, the backside rebound, working underneath. Little scoop shot, hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Jackson Heights. Emery Thompson with that rebound. 2:45 and counting. Cobras impressive tonight, no doubt about it, picking up where they left off, and certainly will have their toughest test to date on Saturday in that makeup game against an early undefeated ACCHS squad. Good ball movement here. Jackson Heights gets it inside. Cochran shot. Driving baseline is no good. Left it short. Breaks the rebound. Clears it away for Valley Falls. 2:20 to go. Here is Yates back to Kirkwood. Kirkwood over her average tonight came in 11.8 points per game. She currently has 13. Darvaux with a nice drive. Gets to the bucket and lays it in. Left hand on the left side. 7 for Darvaux, makes it 57-26 with 2 minutes to go. Renshoop, the freshman, a little lazy on the pass, taken away, and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. Connor with the steal there. As now, a couple more subs in. Alex Collins, the junior, is in for Jackson Heights. And we will also see Jennifer Buck, a sophomore. Final minutes and a half running clock here in the fourth quarter. Cobras putting the finishing touches on a pretty dominant performance here tonight against the Dragons team that had won 3 of their first 5. Breaks left side. Knocked away into the corner. This is Darvaux holding it high. Guarded man-to-man by McKinley Mulroy. Puts it on the dribble. Lengthy pass. Connor, a right wing jump shot is no good. A rebound for Alex Collins. And we're down to 105 to go. Here's Jennifer Buck. Baseline drive. Cut off there. Get it back outside the perimeter. Shoop has it right wing with a minute to go. Shoop guarded by Darvaux. Backing out into the corner. Being pressured by Yates. It's a nice little step back. Here's a 3 on the way. That's long. And it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by the Cobras. 2 more subs in for the Dragons with just 36 seconds and counting. Jaden Sin, a freshman. Darvaux comes off. 25 seconds and counting. Cobras will move to 5-0. They'll be 4-0 in league play. So we'll drop the Dragons to 3-3 overall and 3-2 in league play. Final 10 seconds. Dragons working it around the perimeter. This is Yates. And a pass taken out of bounds. Final seconds will run off, and that will do it. As the Cobras picking up where they left off, no doubt about it. And the number 2 ranked team in 2A showing why they are one of the best. 57-26, they win it tonight over Valley Falls. And our postgame is next. It is brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll break it down when we come back here on KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KMZA Hiawatha.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out 3 sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect Free Storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
postgame brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Our girls game is final. All Jackson Heights. They beat Valley Falls here tonight, 57-26. And really, what was a dominant effort, really from the second quarter on. It was a 15-11 game as the Dragons had the ball and a good look at three to get it back to a one-point game late in the first quarter. They missed that shot. Jackson Heights came down, got a quick bucket, and would take that bucket into the second quarter, go on a 15-2 run to lead it by 17 at the half, and they would just continue to build that lead until we got to a running clock about halfway into the fourth quarter. Brandon, Trent, and Trendon all with you as we're in between games, and we'll announce our player of the game here momentarily, but Trendon, another great effort tonight for Jackson Heights, picking up where they left off. Big night for Kaylee Thompson. Olberding certainly picked things up in the second half. They certainly won the rebound battle here tonight, and again, a tough stretch coming up. They'll get two games in 2 days. They'll get Friday at McLeod's, ACCHS on Saturday, so it's a good way to start the second half of the season.
Well, yeah, it's a great way to start, especially the new year coming out here and getting a good win and starting a great year off for Kaylee Thompson with 26 points, and she went 7-9 at the free throw line, keeping that great percentage going. And another great player for these Jackson Heights Cobras is, of course, Kaylee Olberding, we talked about in that first half. Only 4 points, but, you know, you just got to know that in that second half she's going to make that up and she's always going to hit that double digit. And she wound up doing that. She came out and she wound up putting at least 13 points up on the board. She always helps her team out. You know, even if that first quarter she was a little shaky, she always comes out. She fixes it, and you see it. You see it in her shot, and you see it in her form. She gets a lot better as the game goes on. McKenna Reschick, she stepped up with her highest scoring game with 13 points. You saw a little bit from Dawson Cochran. She only put up points in really the first half. Didn't see much from Taylor Bosley and really anybody else. But, you know, good hustling overall by these Jackson Heights girls and a lot better game being able to play at the start of that second quarter, not having to wait till the half.
Yeah, and Jackson Heights offensively, they only had 4 players score tonight. Thompson had nearly half the points. She had 26 and then 13 apiece from Olberding and Reschick, and then Cochran with 5. That's the lone scoring for the Cobras. And Trenton on the other side, again, Valley Falls dropping to 3-3. We saw why Corey Kirkwood is certainly one of the better players in this league. Second team All-League a year ago and, you know, averaging a double-double coming in and a near double-double tonight with 13-8. She scored the first 9 points and certainly was slowed down the rest of the way, but certainly the leader for Valley Falls. And they were in it early, but just, again, not enough. That big run in the second quarter just kind of put it away.
Yeah, and I mean, the problem for Valley this year is they just go through long periods of not being able to score the basketball, and we saw that in the second quarter. They didn't make a field goal in the second quarter. They only made a pair of free throws that Lauren Brown hit with about 2 minutes to go in the quarter, but, you know, they have plenty of open shots. They couldn't knock them down tonight, and then, you know, they passed up some other open shots coming off the screens. Either they weren't comfortable to shoot it or not confident enough, but when you're open and you're playing a team like Jackson Heights, you can fill it up. You got to take as many open shots as you can.
Dragons led by Kirkwood, 13 points and 8 rebounds. They got 7 from Darvaux. They got 2 apiece from Madison Connor and also Lauren Brown. Dragons, 13 turnovers, 16 rebounds. They were 5 of 8 at the line as a team. Jackson Heights, 9 of 12 at the line. They had 11 turnovers, and they had 30 rebounds. Cobras now 5-0. That is their 50th straight league win. As that continues to grow, they dominate the league once again here tonight, again winning it 57-26. Valley Falls, they dropped to 3-3 and now 3-2 in NEKL play. Now time to announce our player of the game or player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I think we can all agree sitting here, Kaylee Thompson tonight certainly was the best player on the floor from the jump. She goes for 26 points, 7 rebounds, 7 made free throws, and just a very efficient night for Thompson. Came in averaging a double-double. Nearly got it again. A little less on the rebound numbers, but the points were certainly there. Came in averaging 17 and goes for 26 tonight. 7 rebounds. Kaylee Thompson, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for our girls portion of the broadcast. We got the boys game coming up here in about 9 minutes, so we'll send it back to the studio, and Chance will take care of you here for a few minutes as we get gathered up for the boys game here tonight. And as we get you set for the boys game, Cobras searching for their first win under first-year head coach Brett Plattner. They are 0-4 coming out of the break, and the Dragons have won 4 of their first 5. They are 4-1 and near the top of the NEKL. So our boys game is coming up, and we will come back here in about 7 minutes or so and get you set for that Once again, our girls' final. Jackson Heights wins it 57-26 over Valley Falls. And we're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.